Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and I'm very excited about our show today. I have Clarice Laguerre with me, and Clarice is a registered dental hygienist and myofunctional therapist. She founded the MyoSpot, a practice aimed at amplifying oral wellness to whole body wellness. Through teletherapy, she helps clients of all ages overcome tongue ties, TMJ disorders, sleep apnea, grinding, anxiety, and various breathing and oral facial dysfunction. It is my pleasure to welcome Clarice to our show today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so this is different. I have lots of coaches and lots of different life coaches and internet specialists and all kinds of different entrepreneurial endeavors, but this is a new one, so I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about this. So why don't you just fill in some of the gaps of your bio, tell us a little bit more about you, and then take us on this journey with you and tell us more about what you do today.
All right. Awesome. Well, I am a mother of four and a wife, and as a registered dental hygienist, when I'm working with patients, you know, we're always in their mouth, but we're never really concerned with their breathing. And I mean, there's certain aspects of health that we're concerned with, but not a large chunk of it. At home, I was struggling with a lot of different things with my children. All four of the children had various issues, as many children do, between my son and his ADHD and my daughter and her sleep problems. And then the younger two had constant chronic ear and throat infections and were always on some form of an antibiotic. And it really took one visit from a pediatric dentist who informed me that all of their problems were really interconnected and it all had to do with their airway and how they were breathing or lack thereof of proper breathing. So I really took that information and I ran with it. I wanted to get as much help as possible for my children and I went and got significant training. And through that and many, many more trainings and continuing education after that, I've really developed like this all-encompassing wellness program where you can really take what's going on in your mouth and how you're using it to amplify your breathing and therefore really improve many aspects of overall health. So that's a lot of what I do right now is a lot of these oral facial exercises, breathing retraining, like breath work. And, you know, we're really working to take an individual from where you're not functioning on full to full function, productivity, you know, just living your best life.
Oh, that's awesome. So it must be rewarding because you do, is a lot of your work then with children or is it adults and children?
I get a good mix. Okay. Usually it starts out with the children and then, you know, the parents are like, hey, are you able to do something for me in this? And it turns into a whole family affair.
Oh, that's nice. So tell us a little bit then about how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
So I started out as a registered dental hygienist and, you know, those hours can be, you know, many of the dental offices, you can go in there late, you can go in there on weekends, it's very structured. And it didn't really leave me a whole lot of time as a mom of four to really spend time, quality time that I wanted to spend with my kids. So, you know, that hours for money thing wasn't really working out for me in the best way. I wasn't getting that time with my husband or my children, and I felt really stifled. But having the ability to transform what I do into this dynamic wellness program has really enabled me to have like a deeper and more powerful connection with not just my patients, but now I have that freedom to connect with my family as well.
Well, that's got to be rewarding for sure.
Oh, definitely.
So a lot of people think having your own business, because as you said, you were trading money for hours. And so a lot of people see sort of that, you know, oh, it looks really good to be able to have your own business to set your own hours. But make no mistake, there's still a lot of hard work involved and you still, but it's the work you choose. I think that's a big sort of confusion or myth out there with people that work, say, a 9-to-5 job and people that want to be an entrepreneur, and they're, people have this idea that they really aren't working or there's not that much to it, or once they do that, they won't have to show up every day.
Very true. Very true. It is a common misconception. I think originally when I started out almost 4 years ago, that's what it was for me. That's what it felt like for me too. That, you know, if I do this, it's going to be something where I now get all sorts of freedom, but it really takes a good chunk of time to establish this business where you lose even more freedom. Like you thought you had no time when you were working 9-to-5. Now you really have no time. So it takes time and it's a learning curve definitely to get to the place where I'm at now, where I do have the luxury of some more time.
That's great. So let's chat about your skill sets and what have you identified as what you feel are sort of your superpowers, if you will.
Oh, awesome. My superpowers, I like the idea of that. I imagine myself with a cape as I'm talking about this. My superpower, I would say, is definitely my ability to pivot. I've got to be able to move and turn things on the fly. There's a lot of times where you'll find there's a lot of blockades where we can't get past something either physically, or there's like an emotional blockage that's not enabling me to connect with my patient and get them through the program. So we've got to be able to pivot and figure out what it is that we're getting to next. I think that's where my dynamic program came from, in learning how to deal with a lot of different things like integrating cranial nerves and, you know, reflexes and so forth, where we were hitting those blocks and we're moving and shifting constantly throughout the appointment to get to a point of progress. So I definitely love that. And on top of that, it was really getting to that point where I can learn to pivot. It had to be from learning from all of my failures. I take all my failures and I have to make them into a learning experience. If I don't learn from those failures, I'm not doing myself or my client, especially, any services at all. So I think those are my two biggest superpowers.
That's awesome. And let's talk about that a little bit, because that seems to be the number one thing that holds most people back from trying things new or even stepping out and in doing even a better job or a different job than what they're currently doing. And that is that fear of failure. We find it's actually the number one reason that people don't even set goals anymore for themselves, because they have such genuine fear around failing. And yet it was through, most always, is through your failures that you have the greatest amount of growth. So I'm glad that you brought it up, because I think that people look at people that are successful and they say, oh, wow, that must be awesome. Or, wow, that must be really nice. And do you want to elaborate on some of those, even like what some of those greatest failures were? Or do you have one in particular and you're like, wow, but I learned so much from that?
Yeah, definitely. 100%, it was taking everything that I was doing in my home, especially when you're going from working with children who really don't have a lot of emotional traumas that they can really pull from. But adults, we tend to grow and this stuff compounds, right? So we take all of our life experiences and it becomes a big block for us in progress sometimes. So when working with some of those clients, I would find that my biggest blockade is that the fear of getting to that next level of whether it's health or wellness, and the fear of really letting go and being free of whether it's sleep apnea, and I've had a few who have had issues with letting go of the CPAP. When we get to that next level and now it's time for your next sleep study and things are improving and you're scared because it's a change. It's a big, big change. Having to get through those blocks were some of the biggest ones, because we've had some cases where we fell back into the CPAP, or where things got worse before they got better. It really took a lot of trial and error to get through cranial nerves and get through where we are in our traumas and how we're going to get over all of these things and what are we really trying to avoid when we're looking to make the progress.
Great. Yeah, it's a constant learning curve, I think, when you're in business for yourself, because nothing really does stay exactly the same, and you probably would be bored with it if it did.
Oh, yeah.
So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments that is super meaningful for you, or that, you know, that you're just really proud of?
Well, earlier this year, I wrote and released my first full-length nonfiction book. It's called Accomplished. And that, ironically enough, I would say is my greatest accomplishment to date. It really takes the intricacies and the complicated things that I do and how I work with orofacial muscles or compensatory patterns or neuromuscular, you know, repatterning and so forth. These complicated things that are difficult to talk about, and it breaks it down so beautifully and eloquently into how we can amplify our sleep and our productivity through a more basic, toned down instruction and program.
Great. And congratulations, because releasing a book and writing a book and finishing it and putting it out for the public, it is probably one of the toughest and scariest things you will do. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so very much.
And that's available on Amazon, I'm guessing?
Yes, it is available through Amazon.
Perfect. All right, let's talk about then sort of the polar opposite of that and one of your greatest challenges that you faced and in business, and then how you worked through that.
One of my greatest challenges, I touched on it just a little bit earlier, was taking what I did with my family and really applying it into a program. So I saw the changes that I made within my own home and all the various issues that they had. It was turning it into what can I do as a repeatable process for others that is a unique formula for me, and we'll also take many of the aspects of how we help them to put everything together in a nice package for other people. And there were definitely times where, you know, I struggled with that a lot. It took a fantastic career coach to kind of help me and guide me through and help me maintain a positive mindset while I was working through a lot of those things. That was really what got me over that hump in developing that, is that mindset. Getting through those blocks is the biggest thing in the world. Because once I was able to, focus, and I got so much clarity.
Oh, that is great. So tell us just some of the benefits that some of your clients then have seen through your work, just so that myself included, everybody here just has maybe a little bit better understanding of what kind of services you're providing and what kind of results are people seeing through your work.
Absolutely. So usually people who would come to see me would have issues where maybe they've had braces before in the past, and sometimes it's several times over, and their teeth keep shifting and moving. We work with the orofacial muscles to retain some stability there so that we don't have any more of that relapse after your orthodontic treatment. A lot of TMJ patients, so that jaw joint, when you're feeling pain, a lot of people wake up in the morning and they have pain. They maybe grind or clench their teeth at night and they have issues with that. I do help to work to relieve that and that oral facial muscle and, you know, the disuse of it, the TMJ, that improper use of it. We do help to correct that and make that, you know, more whole. Sleep apnea patients, we help to improve the sleep study scores. We get better breathing, your CPAP. There have been times where we've gotten people completely off of it. There's also the people who have issues with eating. So while I'm not a feeding specialist, a lot of oral facial compensatory patterning tends to have messy, loud eating, swallowing that's making an audible sound. We can correct a lot of that as well. It's really a wealth of things that we can overcome, but those are like the big, big ones. Mm-hmm.
That sounds amazing, because I mean, I know a lot of people struggle with those exact things. So that's pretty incredible that you're able to do that and people are seeing results from it. So tell us what working from your happy place means to you? It's kind of our signature question.
I love it. Working from my happy place definitely means to me that I am fulfilling all of my goals. It's definitely important for me that I stay grounded. I have to make sure that I am always grounded in my purpose, which is to impact as many lives as possible, and that I fulfill those goals. That's always what makes it a happy thing for me. I'm working in that space almost all the time, because you get changes almost every session when you're working with a client. As long as I'm still working in that purpose and I am still getting those results, I am always working in my happy place.
Well, that is great. So what advice would you give to others? So you left your traditional job setting to branching out, learning something completely new. I'd say that probably passion fueled that quite a bit, and out of your own need for your own children. But what advice would you give to others who are wanting to do something similar, wanting to take on this role of entrepreneurship, or wanting to fulfill a passion that they have?
Oh, definitely. Okay. The best advice that I can give anyone, any time, would definitely be self-care. You've got to take care of yourself first, and that's you as a whole person, whether it is mindset, your health, and your wellness. You've got to take over that first, because you won't make any progress in business, whether you're trying to scale or develop your business. It's really going to be difficult if you are not coming in at 100%. So you want to be 100% present all the time. You've got to get over that mindset block that you might have, any sort of blocks that you might have within your health. You've got to make sure that you are on top of everything, because self-care is the greatest reward for anybody in business, in entrepreneurship, and definitely in life.
Very good. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think maybe our listeners might appreciate? And then also, let's tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you.
Awesome. The listeners can get in contact with me through my website. I do free consultations. It's www.themyospot.com. So themyospot.com. They can also find more information about my book, which is like the biggest thing that I have going on right now. It's just promoting that and getting that out there to as many households and people as possible. So that would be my exciting thing that I'm working on right now. It gives you a great breakdown of how you can sleep better, how you can eliminate burnout, and how you can execute your goals. So you're working for peak productivity. I lay out an excellent plan there. It's called the CARE process, and you're going to, you know, really be able to work through a lot of your blocks yourself. So I think that's the best thing for everybody. You can find out more information on my website, themyospot.com.
Perfect. Well, Carice, thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. Thanks so much for sharing your insights and your pearls of wisdom. And thanks so much for taking a situation that you faced yourself with your own kids and really making something special out of that so that you can help many others having some of the same issues. So I always think sometimes that's where some of our greatest work comes, is in discovery, and then being able to take that and replicate it and help as many people as we can overcome the same thing. So thank you so much for that. And to all of our listeners, just remember, if you enjoyed today's session podcast, just make sure that you subscribe, because when you subscribe, you'll get notified of any new shows that we have that drop, and you won't miss a single one. And that's always the absolute best. So thank you once again, Carice. And till we all meet again, I wish you much success and happiness working from your happy place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.